This is Mrs. Brunt, and I'll be reading Chapter 8 from Fenway and Hattie. When it's morning time, Hattie rubs her eyes. Yippee, she's awake! I crawl up to her face and lick her cheek, my whole backside wagging with excitement. Get up, Hattie, I bark. It's time to play. She laughs and strokes my back. Then she rolls over, her gaze drifting to the top of the dresser, where her backpack is. She gets out of bed and reaches for it. My tail goes crazy with a wonderful memory. That backpack is full of treats. I fly off the bed, running around her bare feet. Hooray, hooray, treats are coming. Hattie grabs a few treats and bounces on her toes. Sit, Fenway, she says. Oh boy, I can't wait for those treats. I jump and jump, sniffing wildly at her fist. Ouch! I collide with the chair, and a stack of clean clothes tumbles to the floor. As Hattie bends down to scoop them up, I'm ready. Chomp! Mmm, that was awfully easy. And tasty. Fenway! Hattie scolds, her voice annoyed. What's up with that? Didn't she want me to have the treat? Hattie sighs and starts refolding the clothes. Apparently, playtime is over. Or maybe not. A bacony smell wafts in from the hallway. Wowee, I love bacon! I speed out the door. Great news, Hattie! I bark. Bacon! I bound down the stairs, straight toward that bacony aroma, and sounds of popping and sizzling, until I get to the eating place doorway and skid to a stop. My tummy sinks. Curse you, wicked floor! Food lady and fetch man are sitting at the table, holding steaming cups that smell like coffee. I inhale the smoky, salty scent of bacon. Mmm, my tongue can already taste it. Hattie trots right on in, her energy full of purpose. She snatches a strip of glistening bacon and turns to me. Fenway, come, she says. Fetch man pats food lady's arm. His face is beaming with pride. Hattie stretches out her hand, as if I didn't notice she was holding a piece of ripply, gorgeous bacon. Fenway, come, she says again. My belly roars with desire. Saliva drips onto my whiskers. The wicked floor is standing between me and that, gulp, wondrously yummy bacon. Hattie gazes at me sweetly. She wants to give it to me. She edges closer. Fenway, come! Why is she doing this to me? I jump up and up, scratching my claws against the wall. Give me that bacon, I whine. Food lady's eyes widen. Fetch man shoots up from his seat. Fenway, no, Hattie shouts. She rushes over, shooing my paws off the wall, with that bacon still in her hand. Chomp! Mmm, wow, that was easy. I lick my chops. Food lady goes to the front closet and grabs my leash. Hattie, she says, her face full of encouragement. Hattie looks defeated. She trudges over to food lady, who rubs her shoulders. Hooray, hooray! We're finally going to the dog park. The real one, with big water dishes to splash in, benches to climb on, and dogs. Lots of romping dogs. I dash to Hattie's side, leaping and twirling. She clips on the leash and we head to the front door. We walk right past the jump rope coiled on the floor. Its scent of familiar short humans and gritty pavement has grown so faint, it's almost unrecognizable. It's a mystery, but there's no time to investigate. There's playing to be played. I pull Hattie down the steps and into the hot blazing sun. After stopping to pee on a patch of grass, me, not her, we head down the walkway and onto the actual street, where cars and trucks and buses go. I try to let Hattie know that this is a bad idea by pulling her onto the sidewalk. But whoa, the sidewalk is gone. Where will I find yummy crumbs to eat or sticky wrappers to lick? Apparently it doesn't matter, because Hattie is determined to walk in the street. Good thing there are no cars or trucks or buses coming. In fact, it's strangely quiet. No human voices yelling or sirens screaming, and not even one car door slamming. The only noises I hear are buzzing bees and fluty, chirpy birds up in the leafy trees. It's all so wrong. Where did everything go? And those aren't the only problems. Hattie's heading up the street without Fetch Man or Food Lady. They're supposed to come on walks. Where are they? Why is Hattie leaving without them? As I scout around, I see even more signs of trouble. Where are the lampposts and parking meters? Or trash cans? What will I sniff? How will I know which dogs have passed by? The more I protest, the more Hattie yanks the leash. Maybe I'm worrying for nothing, because up ahead, beyond the trees, there it is, the dog park. I'd know that fence anywhere. My tail starts wagging, my legs move faster, but Hattie's pace does not quicken. Doesn't she realize how important it is to get to the dog park? Hurry, I bark. The other dogs are probably already playing without us. I sniff like crazy, trying to pick up whiffs of who might be there. My ears try to catch sounds of jingling, panting, frolicking dogs, but all I smell are chipmunks, and all I hear are more bees and birds, which is weird because we're almost there. I can hardly wait. I practically drag Hattie along the fence. I'm searching for the gate when my ears droop. My tail stops wagging. It's a park, all right. A planty, shrubby sort of park, with a path that leads up to a porch and a house, just like ours. No bench to climb on, no dogs to romp with. Hattie does not smell concerned. Apparently, she knows the way. We pass more houses and I sense a pattern. Clusters of trees, grass, a driveway. More clusters of trees, more grass, another driveway. Where's the traffic light where we wait and sniff? Where's the fire hydrant covered with pigeon poop? We must have a lot farther to go. We come to another planty, shrubby park when I do a double take. There's an animal about my size. A perfectly still dog. He's got containers on either side of his back, with flowers sprouting out of them. I know every dog has his job, but let's just say I'm glad my job is not holding a bunch of flowers. The perfectly still dog is standing perfectly still, his ears spiked, his head focused forward, as if he does not even notice us. How rude! Hattie must have seen him too, but she refuses to stop. Probably for the best. We're searching for dogs to play with, and this guy doesn't seem like any fun at all. We pause at a dense cluster of shrubs, and I take the opportunity to pee. We go past a couple more houses and driveways. Then, off in the distance, I hear a roaring, clanking sound. It grows louder and louder. Something is approaching. Hattie pulls me to the side of the road just as it appears. I know this thing! It's the big brown truck that prowls the streets and leaves packages in the lobby downstairs. But somehow it got bigger and browner, and it's truckier than I remember. What's it doing here? Did it follow us all the way from our other neighborhood? In any case, there's no time for questions. I have a short human to protect. I lunge at the monster, baring my teeth. Go away, you beast, or pay the consequences. Hattie gasps and yanks me out of the street. Fenway, sit, 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 she yells, obviously upset by this menace. I'm ready to attack the truck if it comes to that. I jump and growl, showing him just how serious I am, and my work pays off. The big brown truck rattles on by with a bang and a roar and a boom. Fumes linger as it cruises away, stinky, sinister fumes. And don't come back, I bark. But instead of thanking me, Hattie looks annoyed. Oh, Fenway, she says with a frustrated sigh. She must be eager to get to the dog park. Hey, I'm eager too, and it's not like I asked for the interruption. As we continue on, all I smell are birds, squirrels, and the occasional chipmunk. I spot nothing more interesting than a stone wall, a telephone pole, or a planter of roses. My tail sinks with a terrible thought. This is not the way to the dog park. Where are we going? I redouble my efforts. I sniff every tree, every shrub, every driveway. Wait a minute. We're on the same street as before. We are passing the same trees and grassy parks we've already gone by. We pass by the perfectly still dog who's in the exact same spot as last time. Before I know it, we end up back at our own home. Hello, we didn't go to the dog park, or the place where short humans with backpacks go, or anywhere. And we didn't come back with bread or milk, or donuts. What did we do? Just wander around? But instead of smelling frustrated or ashamed or sad that we didn't get to play, Hattie skips up the walkway, perfectly satisfied. What is that about? We're almost to the porch when off in the distance, I hear the rattling, the roaring, the booming, louder and louder. It's the big brown truck again. It pulls right up to the walk, obviously following us. How dare it return? I spring up and bare my teeth, pulling on the leash. I warned you not to come back, I bark. An evil human hops down from the truck, carrying a package. He heads right toward us, as if he can't even hear me. I leap wildly. Prepare for certain doom. Fenway, sit, 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 Hattie yells, tugging on the leash. Does she have no faith in me? As I lunge, ready to strike, the evil human tosses the package at Hattie. Then he pivots and hurries back to the big brown truck. What can I say? Clearly he was freaked out by the ferocious barking. After a horribly sinister roar, the big brown truck rattles away. And don't even think about coming back. I bark, swaggering up the steps after a job well done. Hattie whisks me through the door, full of glee. She's obviously thrilled I scared away that nasty beast. She unclips the leash, and we burst into the lounging place. Fetch Man stops loading books onto a shelf. Squealing, Hattie rips open the package. She pulls out something soft, a cap. She tucks it onto her head and pulls her bushy hair through a hole in the back like a fluffy tail. She smells awfully excited about it. So does Fetch Man. And that's not all. Hattie reaches back into the package and produces a fat glove that smells like new leather. She slides her hand into it, then starts punching it. Fetch Man grins, like he's been waiting his whole life for this very moment. It's so disturbing. My Hattie doesn't wear a cap or a fat leathery glove. What's going on? As I sink into the carpet, Hattie runs back and opens the front door. She calls to Fetch Man one single word. Angel!